This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens will address how the town plans to manage anticipated growth in tonight's State of the Town address. Carborough resident Wendy Bryan says the noise from a new natural gas pipeline has shut down her therapeutic horse riding program for young cancer patients.
First thing people ask is that fracking? Some of the parents have said, is that gas coming out of there? I mean, very concerned about their not completely healthy children.
And county-by-county unemployment numbers show that unemployment rates are generally higher across the Tar Heel State. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina men's basketball team defeated the fifth-seed Arkansas Razorbacks on Saturday night in Jacksonville, who advanced to the second week in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012. Carolina women play Ohio State tonight at home for the right to advance to the Sweet 16. And
Duke, Carolina, and State are three of the Sweet 16 once again.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 49 degrees in Chapel Hill. Kind of a mild day here. We do expect some clouds and a slight chance of rain this morning. It's going to be cooler. High today only about 55, so not a lot warmer than it is right now. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the middle 30s, and then tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. So a couple of mild days here at the beginning of spring. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens plans to address how the town plans to manage anticipated growth in tonight's State of the Town address. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Growth in our area presents challenges to all of the leadership in Hillsborough, Carborough, Chapel Hill, and in Greater Orange County. Mayor Tom Stevens says that planning for development in the town will be key as Hillsborough is moving forward.
I think the name of the game right now is growth. And of course, that's what's on people's mind in town, just like it is in Chapel Hill. People want to know, what's the impact of growth going to have on the town character?
Stevens says projects around town meant to handle the growing population are some of the topics that he hears about most from residents.
We're expecting a fair amount of development coming really right upon us here in Hillsborough, and just how we're managing that, what do we expect it to do, where have we been in the last year, what is it that we have going on now, and what do we expect in the coming year and the years to come.
And he adds that some residents are also concerned that Hillsborough will lose the small town feel that they have come to know and love.
I like to believe we will be able to maintain a small town character, but there's no question that the number of people coming here is going to have an impact on what the lifestyle is here.
Stevens says they are anticipating growth between 30% and 36% in Hillsborough over the next few years. The State Department of Transportation has allocated money to Hillsborough for some of these projects, including a new rail station, which has been the topic of much discussion at planning events in Hillsborough. The State of the Town address was scheduled to take place in the main meeting room of the Whitted Human Services Center at 7 o'clock. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
While we're on the subject of Hillsborough, an estimated 300 gallons of untreated sewage was discharged on Spruce Street in Hillsborough this past Friday morning, according to town officials. The incident started around 9:30 and was cleared by about 10:30 and was a result of a partial blockage that was caused by roots and grease. Untreated wastewater reached a creek that is a tributary of the Eno River. A North Carolina general statute requires a notification of the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources of any discharge up to over 1,000 gallons. The lawsuit pitting three North Carolina governors against General Assembly leaders has clearly become more than a legal exercise about the state constitution as it heads to the state Supreme Court. Last week, three trial judges struck down the appointment scheme created by the legislature for three environmental boards in 2014, including one overseeing the cleanup of coal ash pits. Legislative leaders who make a majority of the three boards' appointments have appealed. The case was brought by Governor Pat McCrory and two former governors. Constitutional law experts say the ruling is, if upheld by justices, could require dozens of boards and commissions with appointments picked by legislators to be retooled. It also could cause the Senate to use its rarely tapped powers to confirm more of a governor's future appointments. The latest public school teacher pay rankings show North Carolina still below the national average, but making improvement after raises were approved last summer. The new annual National Education Association report showed North Carolina ranked number 47 among the 50 states, and the District of Columbia following during the 2013-14 school year an average teacher pay at almost $45,000. The NEA's average pay estimate this year for North Carolina is about $47,800 compared to the national average of about $57,400. North Carolina's 6.2% increase represented the highest jump in the country. The legislature raised the minimum salary to $33,000 and gave raises of varying amounts to others. The Democratic State House representative for District 50 is chronicling his efforts to find common ground on education with conservative colleagues. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more about Greg Meyer's recent articles for Education NC.
Meyer recently wrote a series of three pieces for EdNC.org. One article recounts a trip to Florida for the annual Excellence in Education Summit created by former Governor Jeb Bush's Educational Foundation.
I wanted to go because I was trying to work as a Democrat to understand what Republicans are working on around state education policy and see where I can find some common ground with them.
In the first of his series, Meyer talks about the challenges of finding common ground and how he believes that can best be achieved.
The second piece is a specific piece about our school grading policy of giving all schools a grade of A through F and how I think we might improve upon that policy based on things I learned from states that have had more experience and from some Republican advocates and what they've pushed for. So it was a case where visiting with the Republican advocates actually changed my mind on something.
He said he once considered the grading policy to be reductive and not helpful.
What changed my mind and where I think there's some common ground is that I do think that it's a low-cost or no-cost mechanism that could be used to give incentives or leverage for the state to encourage schools to improve in areas where we think it's important for them to improve.
Meyer said that one problem with North Carolina's current grading system for schools is that not enough emphasis goes toward improving students that are falling behind. His third piece is a critique of conservative school choice ideology. That continues to be an area where Meyer has a big challenge in finding agreement across the aisle.
Their policy prescriptions are really inadequate for making sure that we have high-performing public schools.
Still, despite his assessment of an ideological new Republican majority in Raleigh that doesn't seem terribly interested in compromise, Meyer said that recent conversations with conservatives on education have given him reason to believe there's hope for progress.
I do think that there are a lot of Republicans who really, truly want us to continue to have strong public schools that work for every child.
You can find District 50 Representative Greg Meyer's three-part series at EdNC.org. Meyer will continue to write for the online publication as a blogger. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Board of Commissioners is scheduled to hold its legislative breakfast this morning. Topics of conversation on the table will include education, human services, how to handle broadband expansion, emergency funds, among several other discussions. The meeting will be held at the Solid Waste Operations Center at 1207 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill, and is scheduled to start at 8:30 this morning. See what I did there? The topics of discussion on the table. On the breakfast table will include all these other things. But, again, that will start at 8:30 this morning.
Nice.
So just keep that in mind. That's about an hour and 15 minutes from now because it's 7:15 WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Our traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers. And here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Northbound Fordham Boulevard just starting to build. If you're heading towards Manning Drive or 54, some minor congestion to that area. 40 eastbound, though, in pretty good shape. Just some busy spots between 86 and 540. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fountain drink perfection daily. We talk about their coffee a lot, but these fountain drinks are really, really good. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. and only 79 cents. At Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Crown Honda of South Point. 49 degrees, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain this morning. Cooler temperatures are high today, only about 55. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down around 35. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. As I said right now, 49 degrees. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL News Time is 7:16. In other news this morning, a bond referendum will be a topic of discussion for the Chapel Hill Town Council at its meeting tonight. The agenda has a council slated to proceed with the necessary actions to initiate a general obligation bond referendum consistent with the referendum plan. The bond has been discussed to provide funding for capital improvement projects throughout the town. The council will also look to use the new affordable housing funds to establish an affordable housing development reserve. The meeting will take place tonight at 7 o'clock in the Town Hall Council Chambers on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And in news around town this morning, are you a local artist? The Orange County Public Library is seeking applications for its juried art exhibit this summer. The exhibit will run from May 15th through August 1st, but applications are due by Wednesday. If you'd like to submit information and find out how to do it, visit orangecountync.gov/library. And the federal government has announced a special enrollment period for health care for uninsured individuals and families who find they're subject to a fee when they file their taxes. If you're in that boat, the Chapel Hill Public Library is offering free enrollment assistance from March 15th through April 30th. In other words, it's going on right now. Free help will be available on Monday evenings and Tuesday afternoons during that period by appointment only. Visit chapelhillpubliclibrary.org for more information. Or you can call the library at 919-968-2760. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. A lot of basketball to talk about this morning, both men and women. Let's start with the men. Tar Heel men's basketball team defeated the fifth seed Arkansas Razorbacks on Saturday night in Jacksonville to advance to the second week of the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012. WCHL's Matt Oakes has this report.
Arkansas brings it front court. Madden will try a long three at the buzzer. That's no good. And the Tar Heels, for an NCAA record, 32nd time, and for the first time since 2012, are moving on to the Sweet 16.
Yes, how sweet it is. Using an up-tempo pace, more to Roy Williams is liking the Tar Heels team fought past the Razorbacks 87-78 to advance and keep their big dreams of national glory alive. With the victory, the Tar Heels improved to 26-11 overall, while the Razorbacks finished their season with a 27-9 tally. Coach Williams certainly had plenty to smile about after the game. The Hall of Famer tied his mentor, the late Dean Smith, with 65 NCAA tournament wins. That's second most all time. Things apparently got a little wild in the post-game locker room, and you can't blame Roy for celebrating. He says it's been a tough year.
Losing Coach Smith, losing Ted Seagroves, my big-time buddy, Stuart Scott, the stuff that we've had going on, Mitch Kupchak's daughter, it's been a hard year. It really has. And I probably acted sillier in the locker room after this game than I have in quite a while. And so I'm going to try to enjoy the Dickens out of this one for a while.
UNC junior guard Marcus Page went off in Jacksonville, scoring 20 of his eventual 22 points in the second half to lead the Carolina scoring charge. Yes, second half Marcus is back, folks.
I think it was more the media that kind of pegged that name on me. My teammates kind of went along with it after it got kind of got some notoriety. But I don't know what that's all about. I just try to help my team win. And, you know, in big moments, I feel like I get put in a position to succeed by my teammates to do a great job screening for me and looking for me. And, you know, sometimes if you have a poor first half, you want to do whatever you can to erase that and make up for it in the second. And that's what I've been able to do a couple times.
Page's renewed health was put on full display, and with a zero turnover performance turned in by teammate J.P. Tokido, the Tar Heels proved to be a formidable force. Can Carolina keep it going? Thursday will be the next chance to watch the Heels strive to achieve elite status. or rather advance to the Elite Eight round of the Big Dance. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
We now know that Carolina's opponent will be on Thursday. Tar Heels take on Wisconsin, and the Badgers beat the Oregon Ducks over the weekend. So it's Carolina versus Wisconsin. That is coming up on Thursday. Carolina women still alive, and they will get a chance to advance to the Sweet 16 with a win tonight. They're now in the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament after holding off a determined effort from Liberty on Saturday in Carmichael Arena. WCHL is on the line right now with Walter Storholt, play-by-play man for the Tar Heel women. And Walter, pretty good game on Saturday, and the Tar Heels hopefully can advance to the Sweet 16 with a win tonight.
Yeah, we thought Liberty would put out a pretty good test against the Tar Heels just based on the fact that they are perennially in the NCAA tournament. They don't miss the tournament very often and went 19-1 in conference play this year. So the Flames were certainly to be respected as they came into Carmichael Arena, and I don't think the Tar Heels took them lightly by any stretch. And it was a good game. Never felt like the Tar Heels, at least to me, were in danger of losing that game. They always kind of kept Liberty at that arm-length distance of 8 to 10 points. Every once in a while, they would shave it down to maybe 6. But UNC did a nice job of not allowing them to stay within enough distance to hit that one big three-pointer and then all of a sudden be in the game. And North Carolina played very good perimeter defense, and the Flames just could not hit anything from outside, and that really hampered their efforts to try and pull off the upset. And now it's going to be a much different game as UNC goes up against Ohio State, a team that likes to run up and down the court just as much as North Carolina does. In fact, yesterday, Ohio State's coach quipping that they could probably just tell the shot clock operator to stay home because he may not be needed tonight, as neither team will even be looking at the shot clock to see, oh, okay, maybe I should start running the play now. They're going to be up and down with so many shots going up. It's going to be a really fun game to watch from that aspect tonight.
Well, the Tar Heels on Saturday shot 49%. Alicia Gray and Stephanie Mavunga leading the way as usual. A big night, or big day, I should say, also for senior Latifa Coleman. And Tar Heels seem to be gelling here at the end of the season. And maybe, do you think they're playing their best basketball right now?
Well, I think they're playing their best basketball since losing Zelina McDaniel 12 games into the season. That first 12-game stretch for the Tar Heels was impressive, only losing that one contest at home to Oregon State, which lost, by the way, in the round of 32 yesterday, got upset. So it's interesting to see kind of how then the next 15 to 16 games played out for the Tar Heels as they began the ACC stretch. Because to me, they were just trying to find themselves. You know, is it going to be Endia Bryant who stepped up big for the Tar Heels? And she has now really emerged as a great player for UNC. She's been scoring in double figures a lot more often over the past six games. But Jessica Washington has been huge. She only had 5 points the other night against Liberty, or the other morning, I should say, against Liberty. But they were big 5 points. They came at a really opportune time for Carolina. They were back-to-back. They happened in an instant, helped them stretch the lead out. But she's also having games where she's putting up 12, 13, 14, 17 points in a contest. So those two stepping up off the bench has been huge. And when Latifa Coleman can contribute 15, 16, 17 points to your effort, that's going to be awesome, because that means the other things you're trying offensively at the moment aren't working. And so Latifa Coleman's just going to drive, take it to the glass, and score. And when she's hitting, when she's attacking that defender and laying it up with that right hand and getting it to go off the high glass like she does so often, that just is an excellent sign that Carolina's going to have a positive outcome in the game when she can provide those kinds of contributions.
Well, tonight's game won't be a matter of trying to impose your will against the opponent, because as so many of these NCAA tournament games are, Carolina and Ohio State, as you mentioned earlier, really like to run, get up and down the court. If you had to pick one key for a victory tonight for the Tar Heels, what would it be?
Well, you're going to hear the last name of Mitchell about 300 times tonight for Ohio State. She does it all. Leading scorer, has the school record in three-pointers made this season. Likely tonight against Carolina may set the NCAA single record for three-pointers made. I mean, just an incredible athlete. She's scoring over 20 points a game and can really, really hurt you if she's having a great night. So it's going to be really big to see who for Carolina can step up, guard her, take her on, Will it be Brittany Rountree that's able to mark her and kind of limit her ability to do things on the court? Will that duty fall to some of the post players as she slashes and drives and then pops back out for three-pointers? It's going to be kind of a team effort to control her. And then Ohio State, just in general, very similar to the Tar Heels, in just that they get a lot of support from a lot of different players. So she certainly is the main scorer, unlike the Tar Heels, where they really have a two-headed monster in Alicia Gray and Stephanie Mavunga. But Mitchell is the one that Ohio State leans on for the bulk of their scoring, but they do get great contributions from lots of other players. The big difference is Carolina has more depth, I think. They can roll out, you know, even in a pinch, put Hillary Summers out there, and she'll, you know, be able to contribute 2 to 4 points and some good defense from time to time. They can get Bryant and Washington and Cherry to rotate into the mix. Ohio State really runs their primary five into the ground, and then with a little bit of contributions from maybe two other players on a consistent basis. So, you know, it may be one of those games where Ohio State is winning it and winning it and winning it, and Carolina is able to just hang with them and wear them down, and maybe that depth of Carolina can overcome it at the end. I could see this game going a lot of different ways, because when you have two teams that like to run, if one's not hitting their shots, then it can be a completely different turnout than what you expected. I just think it's going to be maybe one of the most fun games we've seen all season, just based on the way these two teams play and the fact that both of them seem to be peaking here in the NCAA tournament.
Well, Walter, our coverage of tonight's game begins at 6 p.m. right here on WCHL, live from Carmichael Arena. You will have the call, of course, and we'll be listening. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ron.
That is Walter Storhold, the voice of the Carolina women's basketball team. 726 WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by the Bank of North Carolina.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina. Delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Now brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke, Carolina, and State are three of the Sweet 16 once again. This is Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The ACC tied a record with the old Big East for having five teams in the Sweet 16. If not for loss by number 2 seed Virginia, which could not find the basket against equally tough-nosed Michigan State, the ACC would have had an unprecedented 6 in the 16. The last time the local Big Three were all in the Sweet 16 was 10 years ago, during the Tar Heels' 2005 national championship run. Duke lost in the South Regional to Michigan State, and the Wolfpack lost in the East Regional to Wisconsin, which then fell to Carolina, sending the Tar Heels onto the Final Four in St. Louis. Wake Forest, if not losing to West Virginia in double overtime in the second round, barely missed sending the entire Big Four to the Sweet 16 that year. Before that, you have to go all the way back to 1989 when Jim Valvano was still coaching the Wolfpack. State also made the Sweet 16 in 2012, Mark Gottfried's first year as head coach, before losing in the Midwest Regional to Kansas, which then defeated the injured Tar Heels in the Elite Eight game. Except that season, Duke was long gone after a one-and-done loss to Lehigh in Greensboro. So it is terrific for the three local schools, plus two more from the ACC, to still be dancing this coming weekend. State plays Louisville, which with Notre Dame are the ACC's other two Sweet 16 teams. That game in the Carrier Dome at Syracuse will be a rugged rematch of the regular season meeting in Louisville, in which State pulled the upset and began its late run to the NCAA tournament. This time, Louisville is without dismissed guard Chris Jones, so the Wolfpack should have the advantage again, and with a win would be one game from the Final Four against the winner of Oklahoma and Michigan State. Imagine that. Duke cruised past Robert Morris in San Diego State and looks to be back at the top of its game going to the South Regional in Houston, where the Blue Devils will take on number 5 seed Utah and then likely second seeded Gonzaga for a trip to the Final Four in Indianapolis, where they have won 2 of their 4 NCAA titles. To make it 3 in Indy, the Dukies will likely have to beat almost unbeatable Kentucky, top seed in the Midwest region. The Tar Heels have the toughest road in L.A., facing top-seeded Wisconsin Thursday night, and if they pull that upset, then number 2 seed Arizona at the Staples Center. Of the three locals in the Sweet 16, Carolina is the most unlikely to advance. This is Chansky. See ya.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 49 degrees right now. Forecast brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Mostly cloudy today, slight chance of rain even this morning. It's going to be cooler today, our high today about 45. Tonight, I'm sorry, 55. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 35. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods. Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Ted Cruz for president, the tweet's out, and it includes a video.
It's going to take a new generation of courageous conservatives.
Cruz also has a speech coming up today. The Texas GOP senator is running for the White House. To Lynchburg, West Virginia, and correspondent Chip Reed.
Ted Cruz has been sending signals for months that he intends to run for president. Later this morning here at Liberty University, he'll explain why. He is the first major Republican in what is expected to become a very crowded field.
And after he makes his White House run official, with today's speech,
Cruz is expected to run a very conservative campaign aimed at Tea Party supporters and Christian conservatives, which is why he's making his announcement here at Liberty University, which calls itself the largest Christian university in the world.
Politico's Glenn Thrush.
Ted Cruz is the hold music. He is what we are talking about right now until Hillary announces. It's a smart move on his part to occupy this dead space we have before Hillary.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 49 degrees in Chapel Hill and a cloudy day. Look for a chance of showers this morning. High today about 55. I'm Ron Stutz. County by county unemployment numbers show that unemployment rates are generally higher across North Carolina. WCHL's Aaron Keck tells us why.
The unemployment rate in Orange County for the month of January was 4.6%. That's up nearly a full percentage point from December, but Larry Parker with the Division of Employment Security says that's not as surprising as you might think.
There was a large loss in retail, so a lot of this is seasonal. You see a lot of construction losses, you see a lot of the retail trade losses this time of the year, so there's typically a large amount of North Carolina counties that see an increase in January.
Even with that jump for the month of January, Orange County still had the second lowest unemployment rate in the state, just a tenth of a percentage point behind Buncombe County. Parker says the loss of retail jobs led to a sharp drop in the county's labor force as well.
It's just down slightly by about 1,000 folks, and you had about 400 more people who were unemployed in the month of January, so compared to December. So that's probably the reason why the rate went up from 3.7% to 4.6%.
Parker adds that the county continuously has one of the lower unemployment rates in the state because of the far reach of UNC.
Certainly Orange County, with a labor force of just over 72,000 or so folks, benefits from having one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state virtually year-round just because of everything that's in Orange County between the hospital system, the school system.
Orange County's year-over-year unemployment rate was virtually unchanged. Parker says those numbers actually provide a better gauge of a community's employment opportunities.
Gives you more of a true sense of where have we been, is there a pattern? Because when we do get into months like January and seasonality can play a part and you get those fluctuations, it's kind of really difficult to get a sense of what's going on. But when you look at over a year and you say, okay, well, this is what happened in January of this year, what happened in January of last year, you get a consistency, you get a pattern.
The statewide unemployment rate for the month of January was 5.9%. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A center turn lane on East Rosemary Street between North Columbia Street and Henderson Street in downtown Chapel Hill. It's scheduled to be closed today, starting at 9 o'clock this morning, until about 4 in the afternoon. A contractor will be working for Orange Water and Sewer Authority in order to replace the asphalt where a sewer was recently inspected. According to a news release, the work is expected to be completed by this afternoon, again, at probably about 4 o'clock, and that closure will start at 9 a.m. Carrboro resident Wendy Bryan says the noise from a new natural gas pipeline has shut down her therapeutic horse riding program for young cancer patients. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
On 5 acres off of old NC 86, down a thin dirt road on the western outskirts of Carrboro, horses munch hay in the shade. A small arena, paddock, and barn are tucked away in the woods next to the house where Wendy Bryan and her husband live. This is Duckbridge Farm. For decades, Bryan has used the space to run a therapeutic riding program that gives adults and children with cancer a place to escape their worries. But 14 months ago, that came to an abrupt end.
The first thing people ask is that fracking? Some of the parents have said, is that gas coming out of there? I mean, very concerned about their not completely healthy children. And I said, no, it's actually just gas passing from the regulator station to the pipeline.
Last year, the utility PSNC installed a natural gas pipeline running from Alamance to Orange County, alongside a line first installed in 1952. To accommodate the second line, the company extended its easement on either side of the pipeline, cutting down trees to clear the way. The pipeline runs down the edge of Bryan's property. It took months for workmen to clear the trees and install the line.
I assumed that would take maybe a couple weeks, you know, to cut down so many trees. But it ended up taking 6 months. I tried to teach and ride when they told me they were not going to be doing anything noisy or disruptive, but it just didn't pan out.
Bryan says the tree cutting spooked her horses. She had to close down the riding program after she was thrown from a horse and trampled.
I did try to teach intermittently, but there was always a bad experience. And I'm not going to put in danger anybody's life and limb, literally.
Work on the pipeline also cut off access to her barn for 6 months, leaving bales of hay to mold. With no income from the riding program, Bryan was forced to sell many of the horses she trained to work with children.
We live in town and on small property, so we don't have pastures of greenery for our horses to graze on. We have to provide all the hay. It's very expensive for me to keep a horse. It's $500 a month per horse. So I sold 6 of my 7 horses and my new John Deere tractor just to provide for the 2 remaining horses that we have here.
Throughout all this, Bryan was confident classes could resume once the workmen were finished and the noise died down. Then she heard a new noise.
This is a 50-degree day, and on a 30-degree day, it's 4 times as loud.
A neighbor sold the land next to Bryan's riding area to PSNC to build a regulator station where gas is compressed, then sent down the line. The sound intensifies when the demand for gas increases. Bryan says on cold days, the noise is deafening.
The way I would describe it is a chainsaw sawing through metal. It's a very loud sound, so loud we had to relocate our bedroom in our house because it kept us awake at night.
Bryan says the noise makes it impossible to restart her riding program. While PSNC has installed some plastic sheeting around the regulator to dampen the sound, she says it's not enough. She told WCHL her efforts to communicate with the company have proved frustrating.
I'd love for them to respond to my questions that I have been presenting and just have a better line of communication so I know what to expect. I know how to plan. I would love to, you know, get going.
Jody Robert-Smith is the Public Affairs Coordinator at PSNC Energy. She says engineers are still assessing the situation at Duckbridge Farms and investigating other noise abatement options.
We have discussed and we are working with Ms. Bryan on a number of options that we hope would help everyone come to, you know, a mutual agreement on the matter.
But it's not clear when those improvements will be put into place.
I haven't been given a time frame because I'm not certain that our company knows.
In the meantime, Bryan's clients are waiting, and some have precious little time.
They call all the time. Are you ready? Can you start? Can you begin? And I don't really have a horse right now for them. If this ever gets resolved, I am so anxious to get some nice, safe horses like I had before. The tragedy in all this is I've lost 3 of my students. They've succumbed to cancer. And that broke my heart because they all swore that that's what kept them going.
Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:39. That is incredibly sad.
Absolutely.
I'm Ron Stutz, and Nikki Morse joins me now. Ah, my goodness. That's kind of upsetting. Nikki, what is happening today at, well, you know, I know a lot of this stuff that's on there is basketball related.
Yeah.
What's going on at chapelbrew.com?
Well, like you said, there's a lot of basketball on the website. We've got all the exciting action of the NCAA tournament. After this weekend, my brackets are shot, and there goes my chances to go down in the history books.
You didn't have much of a chance to go down the history books. Anyway.
I don't know why you would think I would. I mean, I really don't know much about anything except UNC, and, you know, they're doing great, so good for them.
My wife was a leader after one day. Bev was ahead after the first day.
Wow.
But she's down in the pack now because, you know.
Because all the brackets are shot.
That's right. Everybody's bracket is shot.
Everybody. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk that NC State would beat Villanova?
Oh, no.
That was crazy.
That was a great game.
It was an awesome game. Yeah. I was like, really?
Good for them.
Did you expect that? I didn't expect that.
No, I did not.
I don't know anybody who expected that.
They played really. They're playing really well right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And I guess somebody put some fire under them.
Mm-hmm. And Carolina is in the, well, Art was talking about this a few minutes ago. Carolina's in the Sweet 16.
I know.
Virginia, that was the only,
wow.
That was the drawback, you know.
I can't believe that one.
I hate to see the Cavaliers lose. I was hoping they would get to the Sweet 16 as well. But, you know, all the other five teams out of the ACC that are in the tournament are still alive.
Unbelievable.
So that's great. Really cool.
Fun times, fun times. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could end up with another ACC tournament.
Yeah, you never know.
All right. It. Jeff Danner's at it again. He's got STEM jobs for the 21st century. STEM jobs.
What is that?
It's an acronym which stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Oh.
So some really great ideas if... you know somebody that's up and coming, getting into the world of their career, maybe you could steer them in that direction because they'd probably thank you for it later.
Hmm.
I know I would have. Granted, my father always wanted me to be a scientist.
Really?
Yes, he did. And yeah. he wanted me to be a microbiologist. And I told him if there was something in the world that would say that I should be a microbiologist, just for him, I would be. Granted, but, that didn't happen.
Well, there's not.
there's not. There's not even one little... inkling of a clue that would make me a microbiologist.
I don't know about you, but my brain doesn't work like that.
No, neither does really mine. Doesn't. That's why I get paid to flap my gums.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And that's an overstatement.
That's about all right. I can do, really.
All right, we only have 1 week left to place your votes for this month's shortlist. And I know I keep bringing this up, but I can't help it. It's this time of morning. It's the best place for breakfast.
Here we go.
Bredman's, Carolina Coffee Shop, Elmo's Diner, Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen, The Egg and I, and The Root Cellar. Yum to all.
Thank you so much.
Get your votes in. You got 1 week left.
Now you've got it planted in my head, too. Thank
yeah,
you.
My mouth's starting to water.
I was actually doing all right this morning until you brought it up.
Maybe somebody will be nice and bring you breakfast. One can only hope. All right. And lastly, let's go to our photo gallery. The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber held its monthly networking event at the newest apartment complex in town, Midtown 501. Ramsey's was there, and well as Susan Murray, who took some great photos. So check out the photo gallery at chapelborough.com.
Have you ever seen Ramsey's and Susan Murray together at the same time, at the same place before?
No. And
that dispels the notion that Susan Murray is Ramesses.
So, I didn't know that there was a notion that she was.
Anybody was thinking that. There's proof right there.
Okay.
It's not Susan.
Thank you for clarifying that. I didn't know that there was such a conspiracy out there about that.
There's not. I just made that up.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You got it.
Walt Mack has today's commentary, and that is on the way next.
During the Subaru Love Spring event, Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We received this wonderful testimony from one of our clients regarding his recent Subaru purchase.
No matter what model car you buy, you will be pleased by the superior customer service attitude and effort of all of the employees at Performance Subaru.
Thank you, Rick. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Our goal is to have you say wow and then tell us how your wow experience so you can share your feelings with the world. At the Subaru Love Spring event, we have rates as low as 0% for up to 48 months. Or lease a 2015 Subaru Forester 2.5i for $240 per month. View our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow! Wow! The Subaru Love Spring Event. Wow!
Stock number D5673 FFA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year based on MSRP of $23,140 and selling price of $22,084 with $2,999 due at signing. Excludes tax tag and $649 administration fee. $0 security deposit. Detailer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 31st, 2015.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl allows you to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
All right, it is 7:45 at WCHL. We have 51 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the middle 50s, and that's it.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack and Lori Policelli, Executive Director of the Orange County Visitor Bureau, is to be congratulated for outstanding efforts in promoting Chapel Hill as a tourist destination. But is Chapel Hill really ready for tourism? Could it handle the hordes of tourists who might descend on the town? Ironic, isn't it, that Chapel Hill was among the 12 cities selected by the National Trust when Town Council didn't see fit to support the Chapel Hill History Museum, forcing it to close down? Then there's a huge problem with downtown parking. We don't even have enough parking for our own residents, much less for the tide of tourists we're expecting. Though we try to shove it under the carpet, the problem of downtown panhandling would be a complete turnoff to tourists. Chapel Hill boasts so many historic venues that would attract tourists like a magnet. The University of North Carolina, the oldest public university in the U.S., is a major attraction in itself. Wilson Library, with its fine collection of exhibits. East Hall, Memorial Hall, Polk Place, Franklin Street with its stately homes and mansions, Moorhead Planetarium, Ackland Art Museum, and excellent restaurants and shops. And the list goes on and on. Chapel Hill is a great place to live and work, but a tourist trying to find a parking spot or being harassed by panhandlers might think differently. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living here. One of these is Phil Purcell, Cedars member since 2006. Here's what he had to say.
We moved to the Cedars from Savannah because we got tired of the hurricane evacuations. We actually came through here on a detour, liked the appearance and location of the community so much that we decided to stay. I guess you could say we took a permanent detour and we haven't looked back.
Thanks, Phil. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases. At Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect, starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Spring into savings with Crown Honda of South Point during our spring savings event. It's your chance to secure maximum savings on Honda vehicles.
Save on Honda.
Get a new 2015 Honda Accord sedan CVT LX for only $199 a month. Stop by during our spring savings event going on now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Spring into savings with Crown Honda of South Point.
Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
Oh, boy. I can't even tell you what we're talking about here. That's not good.
Oh, come on
anyway,
now.
WCHL's traffic and weather together now. And this traffic is brought to you this morning by UNC Athletics. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Morse.
15501, starting to see some heavy traffic in spots between Garrett Road and Franklin Street. 40 eastbound also starting to fill up. Expect some crowded conditions in between 54 and Fayetteville Road. Durham Freeway also crowded in segments both directions between 40 and downtown Durham. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Granted, please do it safely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Don't miss Carolina baseball coming up this weekend at Bosshammer Stadium as the Tar Heels will host Miami. First game is Friday at 6:30. Then there's another game on Saturday at 3. And the third game Sunday at 12 noon. Tickets are available for only $7 at GoHeels.com. Nothing like watching Carolina baseball in beautiful Bosshammer Stadium. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is 51 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Kind of a mild day here. And mostly cloudy all day. Slight chance of rain this morning. Our high temperature today in the middle 50s. That's it. Tonight partly cloudy with a low down around 35. And then tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. And the word is from Glass Half Full. Friendly, optimistic. It's a restaurant and wine bar and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. Check them out if you haven't already. Great place to eat. All right. 7:51 at WCHL. Time for the word of the day. And ladies and gentlemen, especially excited today because Wayne Pond has a day off, but Nikki Morse has really spent a lot of time researching a word for you to embellish your vocabulary.
Oh, yes. That's my job.
Whatever. To add to your vocabulary. And Nikki, what kind of word you got for us today?
The word today is oxymoron.
Oh, oxymoron.
No, it's a fairly useful word, I think. It's mm-hmm. a phrase in which two words of contradictory meaning are used together for special effect, mm-hmm. like wise fool or to make hay slowly. I always call myself an oxymoron because my dad's Jewish and my mother's Catholic.
Yeah, I guess that would help.
Yeah. Besides, the second half of the word also comes mm-hmm. into play. Anyway, oxymoron, oxymoron. That's oxymoron. Oxymoron.
Do you have your oxymoron in the ditch? Just curious. I figured somebody needed to ask that question.
Okay.
I always liked that word. Seriously.
Me too.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Thank you very much. I dug deep down into the depths of the dictionary.
Into the ditch. Well, hey, listen, I actually like that word. Wayne will be proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Use that word today in conversation. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, today delivered by Nikki Morse, is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And Nikki, why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you're always good to go. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, here once again is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Three men die together in an accident and go to heaven. When they get there, St. Peter says, "We only have one rule here. Don't step on the ducks." So they enter heaven. Sure enough, there are ducks all over the place. It's almost impossible not to step on one, although they try their best to avoid them. The first man accidentally steps on one. So along comes St. Peter with the ugliest woman he's ever seen. He chains them together and says, "Your punishment for stepping on a duck is to spend eternity chained to this woman." The next day, the second man steps accidentally on a duck, and he gets chained to an equally ugly woman. The third man sees all this, and not wanting to be chained for eternity to an ugly woman is very careful when it comes to stepping on a duck, until one day St. Peter comes to him with the hottest woman he's ever laid eyes on. St. Peter chains them together without saying a word, and the happy man says, "I wonder what I did to deserve being chained to you for all eternity." The hot girl says, "I don't know about you, but I stepped on a duck."
I've never heard that before. Quack, quack. Politically incorrect, folks.
Yeah.
That's her middle name, Nikki Politically Incorrect Morse.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. 754 WCHL, good morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Will Steen is today's WCHL hometown hero, and Will, you were nominated by your husband, Grant, and I wanted to congratulate you myself.
Well, thank you. This is wonderful.
I know that you do a lot of things in the community. One thing is chairing the PTA Thrift Shop Board, and it was your capital campaign that helped get the new PTA Thrift Shop built in Carrboro, and you've been a driving force. Tell me how you got involved in that and why it's so important to you.
I love the thrift shop, and I was a shopper there and a donor before I became a member of the board, and I've been on the board probably for 7 or 8 years now, and it's so wonderful to work with the other board members, and especially with the executive team and Barbara. It's just such a creative place where we do so many different things, not only donating money back to the schools, but also in terms of reuse and recycle, keeping stuff out of the landfill, and then helping a lot of other nonprofits in the area. So it's a win-win-win kind of situation, and I am delighted to be part of it.
I also happen to know that you are a Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate.
Well, that's also been probably about 5 years. I started with my mentee when she was in third grade, and she is now in ninth grade.
Wonderful.
At Chapel Hill High.
Mm-hmm.
And we mostly have fun together. I get to do all kinds of things that you do with kids that I don't do anymore because my kids are now graduated college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity. We've done things like volunteer with Paper Hand Theater in the summer, and we go to a lot of UNC women's basketball games, and we cook a lot, and it's a fabulous program. And if somebody has the time, I highly recommend becoming a mentor.
We're talking to Will Steen. And Will, I understand that in addition to all the volunteering that you do, you also manage somehow to hold down a full-time job at Carolina as Assistant Director for Fiscal Services in the UNC Department of Public Safety.
That's exactly right, yes. Never a dull moment.
Well, I have it on good authority. In fact, from your husband, he says, and I'm quoting here, and I don't want to even change this quote at all because it's so terrific. He says, "She is also my wife and the person I most admire in the world."
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, yes. That was so incredibly nice of Grant.
Well, congratulations, Will. Nice talking with you. And I salute you as today's WCHL hometown hero.
Well, thank you so much. This has been an unexpected joy and pleasure.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Thursday, April 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on the Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the new
News Talk and Tar Heels Station.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Time for your Chapel Hill cover of weather forecast brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It is 50 degrees right now, and even 50. Mostly cloudy today, slight chance of rain this morning. Going to be cooler in the afternoon. Our high today only about 55. Tonight partly cloudy with a low of 35, and then tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. So kind of a mild day today and tomorrow. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.